Monday, September 30th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Your election headquarters with 36 days until the presidential election. And I have to tell you that the juxtaposition on two issues today, it's pretty much, it just kind of tells the whole story in a way. It tells the whole story of phony politicians. It tells the whole story of how the American people are not a priority to the government, to the current administration. And when you look at the last foreign aid packages that just went out versus what's being done for the people in the path of Hurricane Helene, and then another disaster in Conyers, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, that they're pretty much just completely covering up. If you haven't heard about that, I mean, I didn't see anything about it on any of the media. It was only being reported on X. But that's just kind of like a side deal. It's really about the disaster from Hurricane Helene and then the foreign aid packages. But then you have the response from Donald Trump and even Republicans, you might say, versus the response from Biden, Harris, Walz. You look at the Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, versus the Democrat governor, Roy Cooper, in North Carolina. And it really just tells the whole story. It tells the whole story of where we're at as a country right now. So we're going to tell that story with kind of the larger zoomed out perspective, but then we'll zoom in and listen to look at all the little finer details that just make it even worse. That just make it even worse. And they were not expecting this hurricane to be so bad. I don't know why. You know, usually they build these things up and overhype it. This one, they underhyped it, if you can even say that. Which is strange to me because, I mean, I took a couple meteorology classes in college just because I figured it was an easy A. But it was like, yeah, this thing was going to be bad. It was pretty obvious about 2 days out that this thing was going to be bad. I even texted my friends in Tampa, north of Tampa, Sarasota, and that area saying, hey, you might want to get out. And they said, oh, no, the news says it's just going to be a little thing. I was like, okay. Well, and now they've lost everything. So I don't think that was an intentional thing. I think they're just, the media's caught up with the election. And so instead of overhyping this for ratings, they just kind of underhyped it. But now, okay, we're seeing the damage. It's really bad. And Joe Biden is napping at the beach again, literally. And he says, oh, well, I made a phone call, when he's asked about it in the media. And then you have Kamala Harris, who puts out a photo op. I guess it's from Air Force Two. She puts out a photo op pretending she's on the phone, pretending she's taking notes. And I guess this just shows how little oversight they have or how much panic they're in that they just rushed this deal. She has nothing but blank pages in front of her. And she's wearing headphones that aren't even plugged into her phone. So the whole thing is obviously fake. So when you understand that, you understand the foreign aid issue. It's just, this is the problem we have in our country. We do have some election news as well, just straight up with the election. We got Ezra Levant in studio as well. And a ton of video clips. A ton of video clips. Oh, you won't believe the latest thing that the left has done to attack Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know how that can get worse than this latest thing. It's unbelievable.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbol mobilizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Thick of it now, and it only gets crazier from here, ladies and gentlemen. This is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Fastest 3 hours on the internet start now, and I think we should start here. Before Joe Biden went on another beach vacation, he's given up. Before Joe Biden went on another beach vacation, this was the scene at the Oval Office right before he goes to the beach while Hurricane Helene was pounding people in the southeast. This was Joe Biden in the Oval Office clip, too.
I'm proud to announce a new $2.4 billion package of security assistance. We've given them all everything that we have. We're on the ground ahead of time, so we're working hard.
Are there any more resources the federal government could be giving them?
No, we've given them. We have pre-planned a significant amount of it, even though they didn't ask for it yet.
So let's add it all up in total. Last week, Ukraine got a couple billion dollars. Israel got $8.7 billion. So just between Ukraine and Israel, 2.4 for Ukraine, 8.7 for Israel. Somebody do the math on that for me. What is that, about 11 bill? And then you throw in Taiwan getting half a bill. So you're up to about $12 billion for foreign countries. $12 billion for foreign countries, but Biden says, we've done all we can for the people of Florida. We've done all we can for the people of the Carolinas. We've done all we can for the people of Georgia. We've done all we can. Oh, yeah, we already agreed to some stuff before. Yeah. Well, how could you possibly do that when you don't even know what the damage is? Obviously, you can't. But see, what's the story? The story is that this administration, like most administrations, if not all, except the Trump administration, cares more about foreign countries than they do about the United States of America. You try to wrap your mind around that. There's no big meetings in Washington, D.C. There's no big meetings in the Oval Office. There's no emergency press conferences. There's no meetings with the governors of Florida or North Carolina or Georgia or anybody. No, we meet with Zelensky, an illegitimate dictator of Ukraine. We meet with Netanyahu, who has arrest warrants out by the ICC. And then we give them billions of dollars, blank checks forever, whatever they want. But if you got hit by Hurricane Helene, your entire town's wiped out, nothing. We've done all we can, says Joe Biden. We've done all we can. I mean, What more do you need to know? What more do you need to see about the current state of the political class in Washington, D.C.? We'll get more into the response, and then we'll look at the response from Donald Trump. But just so you know how bad it is, I mean, again, $2.4 billion for Ukraine. $2.4 billion to Ukraine. Where's that total at now? Where is that total at now? Around $200 billion, maybe more. By the way, our foreign aid to Israel adds up now to about $300 billion too. So you got $500 billion between Ukraine and Israel. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like that invested in the United States of America? Wouldn't you like that to rebuild our infrastructure? Wouldn't you like that? All you liberals, oh, healthcare, oh, education. Well, you know, $500 billion to foreign countries ain't doing crap for our healthcare or crap for our education. But don't worry. The people in Israel have U.S. taxpayer-funded healthcare. Probably the people of Ukraine do, too. And you paid for it. Israel has secured $8.7 billion U.S. aid package. And just a little cherry on top, Joe Biden approves $567 million in defense aid for Taiwan. There you go. But John Bolton is concerned because John Bolton says that if Trump gets back in, the Ukraine aid is toast. Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't need any more reasons to support Donald Trump, but okay. Thank you, John. John Bolton, the war mustache. Aid for Ukraine would be toast. What about aid for America? Is there any American aid? Do we get aid? Do countries provide us aid? Is Israel going to go down to the southeastern states and give us some aid? Is Ukraine going to go down to the southeastern states and give us some aid? Taiwan, are we going to be getting any aid from Taiwan? What about all the Central American countries that we give billions of aid to? What about the people in Haiti we give billions of aid to? What about all the illegal immigrants we've flown in and given free stuff? Are they going to be going down? Are they going to be volunteering in the southeastern United States, helping with the victims of this latest hurricane? Are we going to be getting any aid at all? Anybody? Anybody giving us any aid? You know who is giving aid? You know who actually is providing aid? The millionaires that the liberals and the Democrats hate so much. Yeah. Bunch of football team owners, you know, the liberals say are racists. Bunch of football team owners, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers, some others, they donated millions of dollars for aid. The millionaires, those evil capitalists, those evil American millionaires, those selfish, greedy capitalist pigs signed millions of dollars in aid for the victims. But don't worry, I'm sure the aid will be coming in from Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan and all the Central American countries and everyone else that we give free money to. I'm sure the aid will be rushing to the southeastern states. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. That's never going to happen. In fact, the illegal immigrants that we bring in, they're not volunteering to go help. They're going down there and they're looting. Eight of them even got caught. That's a nice welcome to America, isn't it? In Tennessee, 8 jailed for alleged looting in flood zone, and they're all foreign nationals. Probably gang members. And this is going on everywhere. In the path of this hurricane, And there's all kinds of stories coming out of the Carolinas. And there's all kinds of stories coming out of Tennessee. Looters everywhere. And the only state that seemed to have it together was Florida. Now, if you look at the bad response in North Carolina, that's run by Democrats currently. You look at the strong response in Florida, well, that's run by Ron DeSantis, a Republican. And so he pretty much all but says that during a press conference talking about federal aid or the lack thereof in clip 10.
What I would say is the Florida, we have it handled. We got approved for the individual assistance things we've wanted. We have what we need. Now, obviously, there may be additional things that we'll ask for in the future. It depends on how things shake out. But I think most of the effort should be in Western North Carolina right now, because you still have active rescues that need to take place. I mean, just think about, it's almost like if this area were totally cut off and every road was destroyed and all this, but you can still get places by boat. There, you can't do that. You're in, and I just think they should really, the federal government should focus on that. We're running rescue flights. We're happy to do it, but I know the federal government has more assets than the state of Florida has, so there should not be anybody left behind in those communities. Clearly, Florida residents who are still there, most of them stay. If they stay 6 months or less than 6 months, usually by October, mid-October is when they start coming back. So a lot of them would want to come back anyways. So we have our Operation Blue Ridge. We are going to be doing that. We're going to be bringing people to safety. You know, if we have a smaller bird, you may not be able to take as many people. The Chinook, you know, what is that, 40 packs we can do? We could do 40 packs on a Chinook helicopter. So that may be just like maybe one whole neighborhood in these areas. And I know there's a lot of Floridians that go up there, but there's probably a lot of Floridians that have never been to those mountains. And what I will tell you is it's very pretty. It's very refreshing because there's no humidity, but it is very ragged. I mean, they build these roads, and, you know, it is not necessarily easy to get around all the time. It's not
so,
well lit.
So he goes on. Now we got more from the Biden-Harris administration. Of course, it's less, but more, as in more to just show you how pathetic the response is. Kamala Harris, she can't even be bothered to answer a question from the press. She's boarding Air Force Two, and she makes sure to rush by the media without answering any questions. Guys, go ahead and give the audio to this smug. Ugh. If there's an aura of Kamala Harris, this is the true aura. I'm more important than you. I'm better than you. Leave me alone. Your time is not valuable as mine. Screw you. I don't need to think about these stupid people in the southeastern United States. They all vote Trump anyway, so screw them. Pardon my French so early in the show, but that is a smug bitch. That is a smug bitch. I mean, that's it right there. You want a Kamala Harris presidency in one video shoot? Zoom back out so you can see the just absolute smug arrogance of this woman, the absolute entitlement of this woman. That's the Kamala Harris presidency if we, God forbid, have to endure it right there. Turn your back on the American people and board the plane. Turn your back on the American people because you're more important. Turn your back on the American people because you don't give a damn. It's all about you. It's all about you being in power. It's all about you having the prestige and the position. She couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. What about Biden? As he was at the beach, at least Biden addressed the media. Walks over to the media. First, you can see he's dazed and confused. I mean, this guy's just out on his feet. He's dazed and confused. He gets out of the car. And then shuffles over to the media. He's the president. Hey, what are you doing about the disaster?
Oh, I made a phone call. He made a phone call. Clip 14.
Do you expect Iran to retaliate?
I'm the hurricane, Mr. President. Why weren't you and Vice President Harris here in Washington commanding this weekend?
I was commanding. I was on the phone for at least 2 hours yesterday and the day before as well. I command. Call a telephone.
Is it
all my security people?
It's a 9 on the beach. For the country to see.
He was on the beach, folks. That's where he was. He was lounging on the beach. He was commanding from a cell phone. Oh, he made a phone call. Does anybody believe he was on the phone for hours? Give me a break. They probably give him one of those plastic phones from Toy Story. He just thinks he's on the phone. I think this is the video of him dazed and confused. And I guess we can pivot into the geopolitical news and we can come back to it. But I think this is the one he's dazed and confused, clip 13. Yeah.
Mr. President, dazed and confused. Will you deploy more U.S. troops?
Him and Jill arriving from the beach.
Mr. President, has Netanyahu gone too far?
Any comment on the strikes in Yemen, Mr. President?
Shuffles over, totally confused.
Both sides have got to settle the strike. Support the collective bargaining effort, I think they'll settle the strike.
And then he talks about the strike. So the lady asks about the Israel strikes. He says they'll settle the strike. He thinks she's talking about the strikes with the shipping ports. That's what you got. Have the Israeli strikes gone too far? Yes, I think we're going to settle the strikes. That's what you get. And notice Jill does the exact same thing as Kamala. These people couldn't care less. These people couldn't care less. It's all about prestige to them. See, that's why when they say, oh, it's all about Trump, Trump only cares about Trump, that's total projection. Jill Biden only cares about Jill Biden. Kamala Harris only cares about Kamala Harris. It's just true. And I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I put out an X post, and the left picked it up and just lost their minds. And I said, who do you think cares more about the future? Kamala Harris, who has zero kids, she has zero kids, or Donald Trump, who has 5 kids and 10 grandkids? Who do you think cares more about the future? The woman who's invested nothing in the future? Or the man that has 10 grandchildren that he sees on a regular basis and spends time with on a regular basis and has a lot of them on the campaign trail with him when they're taking shots at his head? Who do you think cares more about the country? Who do you think cares more about the future? Kamala Harris, never procreated, or Donald Trump, 10 grandkids running around, loving on their grandpa? And the left just goes completely crazy because they know it's true. They know it hits to home. And that's not to insult anybody that chooses not to have kids. That's not the point. They say Trump doesn't care about anyone but himself. No, Kamala Harris has never cared about anyone but herself her entire life. And you watch the way she turns her back on the American people and swags her way onto Air Force Two. Because it's all about her. They can't be bothered to go deal with the minions. They can't be bothered to go deal with the people in North Carolina or South Carolina or Georgia or Florida. They don't give a damn about you. They're at the beach. They're riding around on Air Force One, Air Force Two. They're going and buying $62,000 necklaces. Yeah, that's what Kamala Harris wore to the border last week. Border czar Kamala Harris wears $62,000 necklace for southern border visit, slammed by Border Patrol. You look ridiculous. Yeah, because she puts on like these work clothes and like this faded coat, like, oh, she's a worker. She's got the elbow grease. She's getting her hands dirty. It's just all an act. By the way, that's the same necklace there, $62,000. But I'm glad they put this up because this is where I want to go next. What do you notice about this picture? And look,
they just think you're stupid, or they just figure you're too lazy that you won't even notice this stuff, or maybe they're just in such a rush. Put it back up. Everything about this photo is totally staged. She has headphones in. They're not even plugged into the phone. Okay, so the headphones are not plugged into anything. It's totally fake. She has a pen like she's writing something. Everything that's there, all the paper on the desk, nothing has been written. It's all blank pages. This right here is, I don't even know. Is it? Can you say it's the current administration? Can you say? I'd say that's probably the Kamala Harris campaign, maybe. If it's Kamala Harris in one video of her swaggering onto an airplane, ignoring people that are suffering, not giving a damn, it's all about her. This is the photo of the Kamala Harris campaign. Empty, fake photo op. Pretending she's writing on paper, the pages are blank. Pretending that she's on a phone call, the headphone is not even plugged into the phone. All fake, all staged. And so they figure, oh, we got to do something. We're getting blasted in the press right now because we're not doing anything about the hurricane. We're getting blasted. Here, do a quick photo op. Pretend like you're on the phone. Yeah. Put some headphones in and grab a pen. Yeah, that'll trick them. Couldn't be faker than a $3 bill. Couldn't be more staged than if there was a green screen. And they just rushed this photo out. All fake. Perhaps only outdone by her vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, who gets caught fake cheering at a football game this weekend. He goes to the Minnesota-Michigan football game in Ann Arbor at the Big House, as they say, staging this photo op. He and his wife, like they're celebrating, ladies and gentlemen, there was no one on the field. It was a break in the action. It was a commercial break on TV. And they're standing up and down cheering like there's something going on. Totally fake. Everything about these people is fake. Everything about them is AstroTurf. Harris's campaign just got caught busing. They had like 50 buses that showed up to the most recent Harris rally. It was 90% of the crowd. All bussed in. Tim Walz cheering during a TV break like he's cheering at a football game. Kamala Harris pretending like she's on a cell phone taking notes because they're not doing anything in response to the hurricane damage. We'll look at Trump's response when we get back, but it's almost like a humiliation ritual at this point. Kamala Harris is just a gigantic humiliation ritual of the American people. That you can be ruled by a total phony, a total clown, a cackling hyena. I mean, maybe literally a political sex operative, and she's going to dominate you.
I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Rathacon analogy. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I like growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all politically correct. That movie, where the ship, you know, the big weapon's about to go off. They're going to get killed. They're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project. And Kirk says, Scotty, I need warp 1 in 5 minutes and we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with a lot of big groups who want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups. But it takes time to set that up. The person I trust the most is me. And Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money I have to personally go in and pay for, so they don't take my name, which is preposterous, but they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of T-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per T-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great T-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding, and I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. They are great t-shirts. It's all there, thealexjonesshow.com. Separately, the sponsor, my dad's company, based right here in Central Texas, drjonesnaturals.com. Great nano silver products, great next level financial energy, Kava Chill, Top Rain, Rocket Rest, Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some staple products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. Stuff that's left's all great. Silver Bullet, Foundational Energy, Kava Chill. A lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got. We didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show if more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just... But I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and have bought the products and loved them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars store. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. If that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. So you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion's back in stock for 40% off, but so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I'm serious. There's something wrong with that. And, I mean, this guy couldn't be... It's just the phoniest presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, the phoniest vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, just complete phonies. But there's just something off with him, too. There's something just not right there. I mean, the guy doesn't even put on a belt. He's literally not even wearing a belt. His pants are almost falling off in his fake little... In his fake little staged photo there during a halftime break, during a television timeout. Notice the guy here too. He's taking a nice little nap. He's just chilling. But look, he's celebrating. Walz is celebrating at the football game. Look, he's normal. He's just like one of you. Wife in sweatpants. They're so like you. They're so normal. We're normal people. It's like if aliens wanted to come here and convince you that they weren't aliens, it'd be like, that'd be Tim Walz. Be like in Under the Skin or Mars Attacks or something. I mean, these are like aliens trying to convince you they're normal people. Oh, look, I cheered a football game. Pants sagging below his butt crack. Doesn't even have a belt on. Cheering during a television timeout for a photo op. See, I'm human too. I'm normal, just like you. I'm Tim Walz. Then there's the Trump response. By the way, there was like nobody really cared that Tim Walz went to the game. It was just a bunch of photo ops. Trump went to the big game this weekend, Alabama, Georgia. It was like a party. It was like a They had custom hats from each team. The Georgia-Alabama rivalry all came together in support of Trump. They did this thing where the fraternities like sat down at a table and all put on Trump hats. So it was like real fanfare for that. And then Walls has to run around at the Michigan game. Nobody even knows who he is. And he just does all these fake photo ops. So it's like Trump as real as it gets, Harris Walls as fake as it gets. Now, Trump released this statement, and you got multiple things going on in Georgia right now. Trump released this statement. We are now heading to Valdosta, Georgia, in order to pay my respects and bring lots of relief material, including fuel, equipment, water, and other things to the state. Many politicians and law enforcement will be there. We'll be saying hello to Franklin Graham, Burt Jones, Tyler Harper, Mike Collins, Austin Scott, Russ Goodman, Sam Watson, and the mayor of Valdosta, Scott James. They are working very hard. I was also going to stop in North Carolina, which has been hit really hard. I have a lot of supplies ready for them, but access and communications is now restricted, and we want to make sure that local emergency management is able to focus on helping the people most affected and not being concerned with me. I'll be there shortly, but don't like the reports that I'm getting about the federal government and the Democrat governor of the state going out of their way to not help the people in Republican areas. It's a disaster. And Biden and Harris are not even bothering to do anything, ladies and gentlemen. They just signed over $10 billion in foreign aid, and then Joe Biden went on a beach vacation, and Kamala Harris, who knows, she put on a pantsuit and struts around for the cameras. When Trump arrived in Georgia, this was just some of the fanfare, some of the sights, some of the scenes in clip 8. Nothing like that ever for Biden or Harris or Walls. Never will be either. Everywhere Trump goes, you see that. So there's your difference. Trump is also talking about how he's coordinating with Elon Musk to try to set up Starlink so that people can get internet access again here in clip 9.
Homes, hospitals, highways, and cars have been plunged underwater. Entire neighborhoods have been turned into lakes. Nobody's seen anything like it. And to every family that's been displaced here in Georgia and North Carolina, which has really been hit. We were going there also, and they don't have communication. They don't have anything right now. I just spoke to Elon. I'm getting him. We want to get Starlink hooked up because they have no communication whatsoever. And Elon will always come through. We know that. And so we're working on that, getting them hooked up. They asked me whether or not that would be possible. And we're going to try and get the Starlink in there as soon as possible because they have no communication. And throughout the region, our hearts are with you, and we are going to be with you as long as you need. It's called an hour of need. You're in our prayers, and we pray to God. And throughout this long weeks that lay ahead, you're going to have a lot of work. But the end result is it's going to be good. We just wish so many people weren't so badly hurt and, in many cases, sadly, no longer with us. We love you.
Now, let's just draw back for a second. And I don't remember. There were a couple bad hurricanes when Trump was president. There was the one in Florida. There was Hurricane Harvey that hit Texas bad. Now, do you recall the media coverage at the time? Do you remember that? Trump could do nothing right. Everything he did was bad. He went down to deliver emergency response kits and materials, and there was that viral video where it's like you're trying to have a smile and maybe some joy in this time of need, and he's throwing paper towel at them, and it's like, look at Trump throwing paper towel, hurling paper towel, assaulting people with paper towel. Wow, he's so out of touch. He's the worst. So is everything Trump did is he went to multiple cities, went to multiple relief areas, multiple FEMA region areas, delivering with his own hands emergency relief, and all the media could do was report negatively and how bad he was. Remember that? Now you got a situation, and the media is basically just covering up this hurricane disaster, really. And I guess that's to protect Joe Biden, maybe. I mean, you go figure. But nobody's criticizing Joe Biden. Can you imagine if Donald Trump is at the beach after a hurricane? Huh. Donald Trump at the golf course after a hurricane? It would be 24/7, nonstop. Trump doesn't care. He's the worst. Attack, attack, attack. Joe Biden literally at the beach after a hurricane wipes out about a dozen cities, and Biden's at the beach, and the media doesn't even say anything. They don't even report about it. So Donald Trump actually does emergency response in person during a hurricane, and he's the worst thing ever. How dare he? Joe Biden sits on the beach, and they just don't even say anything. Total cover-up. Total cover-up. And then Kamala Harris, oh, hey, Harris, they're blasting us on X because we didn't do anything in response to the hurricane. So why don't you do a quick photo op? Here, plug in these headphones and pretend like you're riding something. And then you just look at the picture. It's obviously totally fake. So, I mean, I could play these clips for hours of Trump doing the emergency response. No, but they're not going to cover that. They're not going to give Trump any credit for that. They didn't even do it when he was president. They attacked him for it. And now Joe Biden is just MIA, dazed and confused when he gets home from his beach vacation, dazed and confused, shuffles over to the media. They ask him about strikes, and he thinks they're talking about the potential strike from the port workers. And he's talking about what's going on in Lebanon. The reporters say, what about the strikes in Lebanon? Joe Biden says, I think we're going to solve the strikes in the port strikes. And the media just, you know, they just let it go. It's a Democrat, after all, so protect at all costs. Protect at all costs. Now, I don't know if you saw this anywhere. I didn't see it really covered anywhere except on X. And it's a major chemical disaster in Conyers, Georgia. The images coming out are insane. It looks a lot like East Palestine, Ohio. I mean, holy smokes. Can you imagine seeing that? So this is just a bit southeast of Atlanta. Metro Atlanta chemical plant fire leads to evacuation of 1,700 people. Shelter-in-place advisory extended in Georgia County after chlorine detected in the air. Biolab fire, what we know about the chlorine plume, list of closures. You have a shelter-in-place that's active. You have an evacuation that's ongoing. I mean, total cover-up on this deal. Did you guys see this? I mean, I kind of used the crew as like a sound off board here. Did any of you guys see this over the weekend? Anybody, you guys hear about this one? Yeah, pretty much a cover up on that deal. I didn't see it anywhere in the media except on X. So, okay, Biden completely ignores the hurricane disaster. Kamala Harris completely ignores the hurricane disaster. Nobody's talking about a giant chemical explosion in Georgia. Yeah. Oh, but don't worry, because they have a new hate Trump monument in Las Vegas. These are sick people, man. We are dealing with truly sick and deranged people. 43-foot nude Trump statue erected along Las Vegas Highway. And they leave nothing to imagination. They even have a little male member there. They left nothing to the imagination. A depiction of Trump being hung. So they have a depiction of Donald Trump being hung. And they make him fully nude, including the male genitalia. So that's what you get from the American left. That's what they're into. That's what they think about. That's what they do. Can you imagine how sick these people are? I mean, it's one thing. We know you guys want Trump dead. You've been obvious. That's been your cause for 8 years. You've been trying to get Trump killed or to convince somebody to kill Trump. So you're the kill Trump Democrats. But you're so sick. You're so deranged. You're so depraved that you're like, hey, let's have a naked Trump hanging, and let's even have his genitals too. You are sick people. These are sick, disgusting people. Oh, you know, the next Trump assassination attempt will happen. Oh, we need peace. Oh, we need to cool it down. Oh, we need to control our rhetoric. By the way, look at the statue we just made of Donald Trump hanging. Yeah. Yeah, Trump needs to control his rhetoric. By the way, did you see my new Trump statue? I'm depicting him being hung. Yeah, Trump needs to control his rhetoric. That's what we're dealing with. So, okay, then there's Kamala Harris. She's campaigning on strong borders now. She's the strong borders candidate. Kamala Harris wants you to believe that. Listen to this. Convincing, trying to convince you, she's the strong border candidate in clip 19.
And as president, I won't only bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump tanked. I will do more to secure our border.
Just pause it. It's just lies stacked on top of lies. Trump is not in office. Trump is not in office, has nothing to do with this. They sign a fake border security bill. It's a total fake bill that says we'll only allow 2,000 illegal immigrant crossings every day, only 2,000. And then earmarked into this bill is like 100 other expenditures that have nothing to do with border security. So they call it the border security bill. It says 2,000 people can get in a day. And then it has 100 other issues in it. And the Republicans just say, we're not voting for this. This is a fake border security bill. And then the Democrats get exactly what they want. And they can say, see, the Republicans did it. And then they blame Donald Trump. And the whole premise here is that Kamala Harris is not vice president. Kamala Harris does not work for Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is not part of the Biden-Harris administration. She has nothing to do with the 15 million illegal entries in the last 3.5 years. That has nothing to do with her. She's running against that policy. All right, continue.
Illegal border crossings. I will take further action to keep the border closed.
Why don't you
between
do it now?
Ports of entry.
Why don't you do it now?
Those who cross our borders unlawfully will be apprehended and removed and barred from reentering for 5 years.
Why aren't they now?
We will pursue.
Let's do it right now.
More severe criminal charges against repeat violators.
Really?
And if someone does not make an asylum request,
pause it. Pause it. They're coming out and they're saying, "Hey," after that Fox News report went viral, hundreds of thousands of criminals getting in, and they say, hey, well, you know, that's not all our fault. Some of these guys are getting caught and released, and some of them are crossing the border multiple times. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't say. they catch illegal aliens raping children and they release them from prison. They catch people that are wanted for crimes, rape, murder, and they release them. But Kamala says, hey, even though this is all going on in the administration that I'm the vice president of, I'll stop it. You just got to vote for me and I'll stop it. Well, what the hell is that? What, is America being held hostage by this bitch? You don't like the rapists coming in and being released? You don't like the murderers coming in and being released? You don't like all the criminals that are coming in and being released because of my policy? Then you better vote for me, and then I'll stop it. So what, are you holding us hostage? Is that what this is, a hostage negotiation? The premise is that she's not the vice president. My God, it's just, liberals are just so stupid. It doesn't even matter. All right, just finish the clip.
...of entry and instead crosses our border unlawfully, they will be barred
from
receiving asylum. While we understand that many people are desperate to migrate to the United States, our system must
be because we're so great?
Orderly and secure. And that is my goal.
Why isn't it your goal now? And all the libtards cheer.
I won't only bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump
took. Yeah, okay. It's all Trump's fault, too. Shit. And they cheer. And they actually cheer. Unbelievable. She can get away with that. It's unbelievable. But as you know, this election is not going to be at the polls. This election is not between liberals with a political IQ of 5. It's going to be won and lost in the courts. So development here tells you everything you need to know, folks. Justice Department sues Alabama for violating federal law's prohibition on systematic efforts to remove voters within 90 days of an election. So what's going on here? Justice Department sues Alabama for voter purge. State's top election official sued as well for allegedly purging non-citizen voters too close to the election. Now, remember, they're doing this in other states, too. The Democrats are suing, and the Department of Justice is now getting involved. All of these states, Nevada, North Carolina, Virginia, Texas, Alabama, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, where there's hundreds of thousands of illegal voters on the voter rolls. And the DOJ and the Democrats are saying, hey, they're doing it in Arizona. They're saying, hey, you can't clear the voter rolls with 90 days left to the election. Well, these voters are illegal. They're ineligible to vote. Well, that's too bad. You missed the deadline. Too bad. Why? Why would they be doing that? Isn't it obvious? They're counting on these illegal voters voting Democrat. If the Department of Justice, if the Democrats that run the White House thought that these illegal voters were going to be voting for Donald Trump, do you think they'd be suing to keep him on the rolls? Do you think that Democrats would be whining and crying about Republicans purging the voter rolls of illegal voters if they thought they were going to be voting for Trump? No, they'd be helping spur the process. They'd be getting involved trying to do it. They know they need these illegal voters. They probably have the voter data and the votes already harvested to vote for Harris. So they're suing because they need these millions of votes across these swing states to cheat to win. That's why they're suing. I guarantee you that the Democrats already have this voter data and they already have these voters' votes harvested. And they know that if the Republicans win in the courts and they purge these voter rolls, that they're going to lose millions of votes, ladies and gentlemen. really? I'm sure the Department of Justice and the Democrat Party would be suing if they thought these illegal voters were going to be voting for Trump. Of course they would be. But see, they know they're voting Democrats, so now we got to keep them on the rolls. We need those votes. They probably already have voted Democrat in many cases. So what the hell is that? Yes, these are illegal voters. Yes, they're ineligible to vote, but it's too late to purge them. They get to vote now. That's what we're up against. This election will be won or lost in the courts, not at the voter booth. Could it be more obvious with these legal battles going on? All right. We're going to come back with a crazy clip of John Kerry just basically admitting, like Hillary Clinton last week, that they just want to take full control of the internet and censor speech that they don't like. We also have Ezra Levant coming up in studio after that. Remember, folks, you are still eligible to enter the raffle at thealexjonesstore.com. There are some brand new t-shirts that just went live there as well at thealexjonesstore.com. Every purchase there, you are still eligible to win the Monster Truck giveaway. Yes, it is a Monster Truck raffle, I should say. The Monster Truck raffle. Every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com gets you entries into the Monster Truck raffle. And there are some brand new shirts available at thealexjonesstore.com. Some of the oldies, some of the favorites from years ago, even decades ago, and then some brand new shirts as well at thealexjonesstore.com. And don't forget, could be some of the last chances to purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, still in stock, 40% off while supplies last. All right, John Kerry telling you how he wants to censor the internet, and then Ezra Levant in studio.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs, silver does better than gold. So silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.